Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Townsville Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today. Monday, February 6, tropical cyclone could form off Queensland coast this week. Swiftwater crews rescue group of people bogged in bushland and saltwater croc return to its enclosure after escaping. There's a high chance of a tropical cyclone developing off the coast of Queensland later this week, but at this stage it isn't expected to have a direct impact on our coast or make landfall. A tropical low is predicted to begin moving towards Australia today and may intensify around the middle of the week. The Bureau of Meteorology says there's considerable risk it may be close to the east coast of Queensland by Thursday, but current modelling shows it's moving away from the mainland. Meantime, 11 people have been rescued by swift water crews after they became bogged in bushland early Sunday morning. Emergency crews responded to reports of a group of people possibly in danger after their vehicles became bogged in the Bolly Plains. Townsville had recorded 123 mils of rain in the past 24 hours prior to the incident. Police investigations suggest that a car got stuck along a four-wheel drive track before another car stopped to render assistance but also got stuck. In other news, Dynamo, a 3.8-metre saltwater crocodile, has been returned safely to his enclosure after he was spotted outside a nearby croc enclosure by a Billabong Sanctuary staff member. Wildlife handlers were called to action Saturday morning at around 10:30 a.m. after the rogue croc managed to bash its way through a gate and escape the popular wildlife sanctuary. The sanctuary's emergency evacuation plan was activated and a thorough search of the park was conducted to ensure all customers were evacuated through the front entrance. No members of the public or staff were injured during Dynamo's capture, and the sanctuary reopened at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. And the Reserve Bank is tipped to hike the cash rate again this week by 0.25%, the highest it's been in over a decade. It means the interest rate would be 3.35%, with a finance professor saying the RBA didn't have much of a choice. University of Southern Queensland's Dr. Tapan Sarkar says the cash rate will continue to climb until there's a clear sign of declining inflation.
One good news I have at this moment is, as we know, that recent retail sales data fallen the first time.
Let's take a look at some sport now. Our Townsville Fire are sitting at the top of the table following their win against Perth Lynx at the weekend. No more than 6 points separated the team throughout the night, but it was Tiana Hawkins who proved to be the match winner for the Fire. Hawkins scored 12 points in the last quarter, which included a three-pointer with only 17 seconds left on the clock, which sealed the 95-91 victory for Townsville. Next, the girls will take on Melbourne Boomers on Wednesday. And the Townsville Cyclones have been crowned champions in the 2022-23 Reef Bowl competition. The Cyclones faced off against Mackay Mavericks in the Gridiron Grand Final at the weekend in Cairns, defeating the Mavericks 41-21. It was an intense game, with the Mavericks proving to be worthy opponents for Townsville.